The women's movement of the 1960s and 70s is an example of a much larger phenomenon often called identity politics. The term is used both positively and negatively. Positively, the term is used to suggest a justified struggle to better the lives of people who are discriminated against because of a malign social identity: Black, female, Mexican, LGBT. Negatively, the term is used to criticize a movement's narrow focus on identity. Identity politics often uses strategic essentialism to achieve its political goals.